The Coast Guard has called off its search for 18 crewmen missing after a tanker exploded and sank off the coast of Chincoteague, Virginia. The 570-foot vessel Bow Mariner was carrying more than 3 million gallons of ethanol. The crewmen were mostly Filipino. The Coast Guard got the first distress call just after 6 p.m. on Saturday, and when a helicopter got to the scene, the crew spotted a raft with apparent survivors. It was decided that the Coast Guard rescue swimmer, Petty Officer Dave Foreman, would be lowered in a basket into the frigid, contaminated waters.
There was kind of different spills around. The initial chemical spill that I was kind of lowered into was this ethyl chemical type stuff, and it basically smelled a lot like rubbing alcohol.
And what was it like when you got up to that raft?
I got up to the raft, and I was greeted by one of the survivors. He spoke a little bit of English. There was a lot of noise overhead from the helicopter, and I couldn't make out what he was saying. I yelled to him that I was with the Coast Guard, and I was here to help him. And everybody in the raft was just covered with oil. I wasn't sure if they were burned or not because I just couldn't tell, you know, who had injuries and who had it. But they were reaching out to me with these pitch black arms and just screaming, you know, help me. I'm sure it was help me. I don't know what they were saying. There was four people kind of moving around. There was two people that were not moving at all. I wasn't sure if they were conscious or not.
So how did you go about starting to help these survivors back up to the helicopter?
Well, I swam with them over to the helo, and they lowered the rescue basket down to the water where I put the victim in, and we did this one by one until all the four that were in pretty good shape could be in the helo, and then there was two left in the raft.
Now, how long was this taking each time you were bringing somebody out and the basket's getting dropped down and they're getting pulled
up? This didn't take very long at all. It took 5 to 10 minutes at the very most.
For each one?
Right. Now, you have to take into consideration that our flight mech, Sam Pulliam, has to situate all these passengers, has to get them covered with blankets, make sure that nobody's too close to the door that they could fall out because we were hoisting from an altitude of about 70 feet. So it was a tremendous job on his part to get these people situated, while at the same time, the pilots are very forcefully telling Sam that he needs to hurry up because Dave is not sounding too good on the radio. And
that's you.
Right.
Now, what were they worried about? What were they hearing as you communicated with them?
I was talking on the radio and trying to communicate that the fumes were starting to get to me and how many people we had in that raft and injuries. I knew one of them had back injuries. The other victim was motionless in the corner, and wasn't sure if he was alive or not. So I went ahead with the victim who I knew had that back injury, and at that point, the chemicals were really starting to get to me.
And there was still this survivor who you think is a survivor, but he's motionless in the raft. What did you do with him?
Right. After we hoisted the guy in the litter to the helicopter, I got this guy to come conscious a little bit and try to gather some information, and I pulled him out of the raft. It was very difficult. At this point, the raft had kind of drifted into this crude oil, and everything was very slippery, and I got him in the basket, and his whole body was so hypothermic that his legs and arms would not move at all. They were, you know, stiff, like a dead person has with rigor mortis. I tried to bend his legs with one hand while keeping his head afloat so he wouldn't suck down any of this oil into his lungs. They wouldn't bend, so I had to use both arms. And eventually, you know, he was in the basket, rescue basket, safe enough for a hoist. Sam pulled him up in the basket with the hoist and situated everybody. And then he lowered the hook, and I clipped in, and I went up.
How long had all this taken, and from the time that you first landed in the water to the time that you got back in the basket yourself?
Roughly 45 minutes to an hour. I wasn't really sure.
Officer Foreman, had you ever been tested in a situation like this before?
This is probably by far the biggest case I've been on. I've had a lot of little cases, and this particular search and rescue case has probably combined everything I've done so far into one big one.
Well, Officer Foreman, thanks for talking with us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Dave Foreman is based in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Five of the men he helped rescue have been released from the hospital. The sixth should be released tomorrow. 18 other crewmen are missing and presumed dead.